The General Services Administration is getting out of the human resources and payroll shared service provider business. This is big news. The decision comes as the Obama administration is applying more pressure on agencies to share resources. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us with details on GSA's decision and what it means for the Shared Services Initiative. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, so the first question is, why is GSA pulling out of something it's been offering for so long?
I think you're right. It is big news because it's part of the decision and part of the review by Administrator Dan Tangerlini. Now, he wants GSA to focus on its core missions, acquisition, real estate, and in some cases, technology services. This idea of HR services and payroll just does not fit into this idea anymore. Ann Rung is GSA's Associate Administrator in the Office of Government-Wide Policy.
We haven't yet finalized even the requirements, but it certainly is our intent to move that service out.
You have about 40 customers, a lot of them very small. Have you talked about with them yet? What kind of information are you giving them from a planning perspective?
We've put out an RFI on the effort, really to try to gain input and help us develop the requirements. So it's still in the preliminary phases.
Now, I caught up with Rung yesterday after she spoke at the IACT Shared Services Forum in Washington. I did ask for a copy of that RFI. GSA did not provide it, despite several requests. And Rung could not provide any further details at the event yesterday. What's interesting about what GSA's decision is, according to former government sources that I talked with, is that OMB actually rejected the agency's initial application to be an HR service provider back in the 2003-2004 timeframe. GSA actually reapplied a few years later and did receive approval. Now, but part of the issue I think GSA is facing, according to the sources I'm talking to, is the cost of being a provider. Now, I'm told that they were way out of range compared to other service providers on the cost of per person to do payroll and other services, maybe even $200 to $300 more per person compared to, for instance, Interior Business Center and National Finance Center. So this was a money-losing venture for GSA, and in this time of tight budgets, hey, that's what every business does. They get out of stuff that's losing them money.
Sure, but at the same time, OMB is pushing for more agencies to move to these HR service providers. So what does this mean for competition?
Well, I think you're right, Emily. The fact is that there is this new renewed push, and with GSA getting out, there is some concern about competition. It really leaves only three civilian HR providers, the Interior Business Center, the Agriculture's National Finance Center, and Treasury's HR Connect. But only the Interior Business Center and the National Finance Center provide payroll services, so they do separate payroll from the broader HR services. There is a third provider of payroll services, the Defense Finance and Accounting Service, but they only serve the Defense Department. And as we talked about, GSA's decision comes as more focuses on shared services, and the Office of Personnel Management is pumping some energy back into the human resources line of business. David Vargas is the Director of Human Resources for IT Transformation at OPM. He says OPM is making sure the technology is there to meet the human capital policy and it can be sustained.
What now agencies are looking for are suites of services. So now, you know, they don't want to be entering things three, four, or five different times. So released to personnel. They want a single point of entry. So that's a critical component of what agencies are looking for. For the SSCs, in talking to them, what they're asking for in terms of how they communicate with, say, OPM, OMB, and other agencies is they're looking for standardization of data elements. They're looking for interoperability. Actually, we're looking also for interoperability among systems. So those are the key functions. Is once you get past the initial setup of these lines of business is you got to keep improving the service delivery to agencies.
Now, OPM also is looking to develop they don't want to develop big systems anymore, but rather make small improvements and upgrades, what they're calling smart growth, to the existing systems. So with GSA dropping out as an HR provider, it does open the door for both Interior and USDA. And I did catch up with Joe Ward. He's the director of the Interior Business Center. He says the Interior Business Center will submit a response to GSA's RFI.
GSA today handles a little over 30,000. They pay about 30,000 or so civilians, which when you compare that to the number that we pay and that NFC pays, it's really a small number. And so I think it kind of makes sense that they would look to probably get out of that business. And even though that will probably be the case, I think there'll still be enough competition in the payroll area where federal civil servants won't have to suffer and worry about a monopoly.
Now, the Interior Business Center provides payroll services to about 150,000 federal employees. Now, the one thing that's missing in all this conversation is, where is the private sector role and what can they add to the competitive market? Now, if you remember back in March, OMB issued a memo saying agencies must consider federal providers first for financial management. Now, obviously, this is separate than HR. But there's no mention about human resources yet, and there's no mention about where the private sector role would be in either of these two areas. So that's going to be something to watch out for as OPM ramps back up their HR line of business.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. And so while GSA gets out of this HR business, what new services are becoming available this coming year in the whole shared arena?
Well, the push for the consolidation around commodity IT, or to seriously consider these government shared service centers, is huge right now. For instance, Interior's Ward says sequestration actually has caused more agencies to come to him to look for help. He says many of his 150 customers for HR and financial management have asked the IBC, hey, what else can you do for us? And Ward said in some cases, IBC is expanding the type and amount of HR services they are providing to their customers. Another area where there's both a need and a desire for shared services is with the sharing of geospatial information. Nearly every agency uses geospatial data, and more than 30 are part of the Federal Geographic Data Committee. Jerry Johnston is the Geographic Information Officer at the Interior Department.
One of the activities that we're working on right now is a program called the Geospatial Platform. And what we've been able to do so far, and we're beginning to offer more and more services through this technology base. We've partnered with data.gov. We were working on having, for those who know some of the metadata catalogs across government, there have always been many. There's a geospatial catalog over here and data.gov here. We finally, over the summer, have brought everything together, working in partnership with data.gov. We've got a single catalog that we're offering to all of our members and our state partners who provide a lot of this data. We've started to build communities of interest and communities of practice into our website, where our partners can come in and build their little corner of this website and kind of share information with their peers and so on. And then I mentioned that the really big offering that we're getting ready to embark upon is shared geospatial data and application hosting.
Now, along with geospatial data, cybersecurity, of course, another big area. The Homeland Security Department is looking to expand the cybersecurity line of business. With the recent award for continuous monitoring as a service, Jeff Spica, the program manager for Information Systems Security Line of Business, says DHS will look for some opportunities to set up more cybersecurity service providers. So there's a lot of activity going on, but there's a lot of challenges, too. I mean, this shared service thing is not easy. It was not, it had limited success back in the mid-2000s. And funding may be and still is the biggest issue. Now, the Interior's Johnston says the Geospatial Committee solved it through a combination of pass the hat to its members for infrastructure capabilities, and then they also are asking each to pay for their unique or specific service they do plan on using. So almost two times they're getting asked for money. Michael Casella is the chief financial officer at GSA. He says agencies need policy help from OMB to solve these funding challenges.
The franchise fund authority is, I think, critical. If providers have to charge for every dime they invest, when they invest it, it makes it very hard for agencies who are customers for a number of reasons. One is that your bills are unpredictable during the year.
Tom.
If you have to do an upgrade that happens on a different time frame than you predicted, and agencies have to cough up in that year, it becomes extremely difficult for them. It's critical to have that. I think the other huge budget barrier I see is migration. A number of agencies, we were one of them, that looked at, do we look at other options? Do we stay? Do we go? And at the end of the day, we stayed in part because NBC provided some additional service we wanted, and in part because we couldn't afford to move even if we had wanted to. And that, I think, is what a lot of agencies face in this budget climate.
Now, Casella says the best option may not be the best, may not be the possible option, because there's no money to migrate to a new provider. And he adds that money is probably the biggest barrier, and if the administration is serious about shared services, they should address this issue through a model that helps agencies pay for the cost. GSA, for example, is testing a similar concept around real estate. In an effort to get agencies to move from lease space to own space, they're actually subsidizing moving expenses or furniture costs. Now, OMB, I did ask OMB about this, and OMB Deputy Controller Norman Dong, who spoke later in the day at the conference, says the administration understands the challenges and actually encourages agencies to submit in their budget proposals the idea to set up a franchise fund. Now, at the same time, Dong says OMB is looking at policies or guidance for agencies around what recourse they could have if the service provider is not performing well. So I think this, in the beginning of the fall, heading into the spring, there'll be several new policies, guidance, other communications from OMB around shared services. And so I think this is going to heat up, and so something obviously we'll all keep an eye on.
And Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, thanks. We know that you'll keep an eye on that.
Thank you.